Hi, so sorry.
For what?
I hate being late. It just makes a terrible impression.
Well, I like to think I'm not quite that persnickety. You're 10 minutes late, and you texted me to let me know it was going to happen, and as I recall, you were crossing the bridge to get here?
Yeah.
Right. So I took a look at my phone, and the fact that the bridge is backed up like nobody's business is all over my traffic app. I appreciate that you wanted to be on time, but you didn't make a bad impression. Don't worry.
Well, in that case, it's nice to meet you, Gina.
It's nice to meet you too, Mark. I did end up ordering already. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, of course not.
Let me get the waiter over here for you.
Is there a menu?
I think he took it with him.
Ah.
Sorry.
Ah, monsieur, welcome to Bonbeuf. May I interest you in something from our wine list?
The house red's not terrible.
Only not terrible, madame. I will find you something better.
No, I like this.
Sure, the house red's fine. And can I have some bottled water as well, please?
But of course. And for dinner this evening, we have several appetizers, like the escargot or perhaps a charcuterie.
Not quite up for the escargot. Did you want to split the charcuterie?
I may or may not have been really hoping you'd ask.
Can you bring us a charcuterie board, please?
I will do so. Would monsieur care to order his entree? Madame, of course, has already ordered. I can let you know our specialty for today. We have a dry-aged sirloin, which we serve with petit pommes, and, of course, the prime rib we are known for all over.
No, thank you. I try not to order steak at a restaurant.
Oh, c'est bon, monsieur is a vegetarian. We can accommodate that.
Well, no, I mean, I got the charcuterie. I'm not a vegetarian, though I do try to do meatless Mondays.
You know, I've been meaning to start that, too.
But, monsieur, today is Friday.
That's true. Do you have something like a beef bourguignon?
My apologies. The last one was just ordered a few moments ago. It requires a long time of slow cooking to make the meat so tender, so we only have so much every night. Had monsieur been here on time, perhaps...
Yes, right. What did you order?
The sirloin. It's really good. I've had it before.
Shall I bring you one as well, monsieur?
No, sorry. Just really not in the mood for steak.
Ah, but monsieur does not know what he is missing. We are famous for our steaks.
I'm sure you are, but...
You will not find a finer piece of beef anywhere in the city.
I would never presume to say I could. I just...
Come, let me bring it to you, monsieur. You will never regret the choice.
I'm sorry, I'm just not going to enjoy it as much
as... Oh, but you cannot help but enjoy it, monsieur. Trust me, there is no better steak to be had than...
I like my steak well done.
I will fetch the chef.
No, you don't have to fetch the... And he's gone.
Well done steak?
I really like it better.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's texture or what. Other people call undercooked meat tender. To me, it's all just gooey.
Ew.
Sorry, that's a me problem. I mean, I try not to order steak at restaurants because...
He wants what?
Because of that. I am so sorry.
Right now, I'm calling this a story to tell my girlfriends when I get home.
I'm hoping it's a short story.
Where is he?
I'm not liking your odds.
You! You ordered burnt meat?
I actually don't think I ordered anything. The waiter suggested steak, and I said I didn't want steak because I prefer it well done.
Well done is burnt.
You don't sound especially French.
I'm not French. I trained in France for 2 years, plus another 2 in a culinary college learning French technique. And I didn't do all that so I could cook a steak the wrong way.
It's kind of weird that well done is the wrong way. If a teacher wrote well done on my English paper...
Ha ha! I've never heard that before. Well done meat is overcooked. It loses everything good about the taste and the texture. When you order well done steak, it's a slap in the face to any properly trained chef.
I mean, he didn't order anything. Remember, we did tell you that.
You know what? I'll order something now. The waiter said there was a vegetarian option. I want that. Please. Whatever it is. Since you're incapable of cooking a well-done steak, I'll avoid the meat altogether.
Did you just call me incapable of cooking a steak?
Oh, boy.
No, you did. Right after you told me that the way I like steak is wrong, and that my taste buds are wrong, and that I'm morally deficient for having a different opinion about how steak should be made. Then you said you were too emotionally fragile to cook a steak if it wasn't exactly how you felt it should be prepared.
Technically, nobody said anything like that, but I'm going to give you this one. It certainly seems to be a fair reading of the room.
Oh, don't give me that. Your taste buds feel insulted? Eat whatever you like in your own home, but don't try to come into my place of business and say your opinion about food is as valid as mine. I spent years developing a palate, and there is a right way and a wrong way to make steak. Preparing food is an art. You wouldn't walk into an art gallery and say, "Ooh, that's a pretty painting, but I want you to draw a little ducky in the corner."
No, I wouldn't. But if I went into a gallery to buy a painting of a duck, and then the artist told me I was an idiot because it's stupid to even want a picture of a duck, and then tried to tell me that art, which is inherently subjective, has an objectively right and wrong way to do it, well, you know, I'd probably think he was just about as full of it as you are.
From well-done steak to a philosophical discussion about art. I did not see that coming.
Look, there is no reason for argument. You don't want to cook a well-done steak? Fine. It just so happens I didn't order one. I still highly resent that I can't have a steak the way I want a steak because I need to take your feelings into account when deciding what to eat. But apparently I do. What I have ordered is the vegetarian option. You go ahead and prepare that however you want.
Yeah, you're not getting the vegetarian option.
What?
What?
I'm putting down $40 for the wine and the steak I ordered, which I know you've already started preparing. We're leaving.
Excuse me?
Do you want to cook the vegetarian option for this guy?
Not especially.
Then there you go. Come on, Mark. There's a pizza place a few blocks from here. Since I just dropped $40 on this, you're buying.
Gina, if you want to eat here...
If I want to eat here, I'll come back by myself. People do that, you know. You're not going to enjoy yourself here. And I don't want to watch you be uncomfortable for the next hour.
I guess this blind date isn't going so well.
I'll let you know when we get the Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, you want Hawaiian pizza?
I could take it or leave it. But if you can cause this much drama with steak, I can't wait to see what happens when you order pineapple on pizza.
You have been listening to Well Done, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Mark was Rick Tennant. Gina was Dana Bonner Andreessen. The waiter was Dan Wenzel. And the chef was Jill Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.